Oh man, I can't believe fall's already coming. Oh. Hi there. You can see me, can't you? Okay, that's weird. Oh, don't worry. I mean, it's not that weird. I mean, it's not every day that you meet someone who can see ghosts, right? Whoa, don't panic. I promise you, I'm one of those, Casper-type ghosts, you know, friendly and all that. I promise I'm not here to steal your soul. Unless it's up for sale. I mean, I don't know what I'd do with it, but I mean... Okay, that's fine. I can see you're freaking out. Deep breaths. It's gonna be okay. So you're telling me that you've never talked to a ghost before? Huh. Well, that just seems a little weird to me. You think it'd be something that you'd be used to by now. But don't worry about it. We're not that scary. Well, most of us. A lot of the time we just tend to be very sad. I know I'm pretty upbeat and chipper, but being a ghost is actually really lonely. So getting to talk to someone who isn't a ghost and or dead is rather nice. Say, what's the weather like right now for you? That sounds lovely. You know, I do miss those kind of things. Oh, no, it's not rude at all. I mean, I've been dead for at least 4 years. It's not been that long, but... Hey, I mean... Stuff happens, right? How did I die? Oh, that's actually really embarrassing. I really don't like talking about it. It's... Okay. So, I was crossing the road, and you know how they tell you to look both ways? Well, I didn't do that. And, as you can see, I got hit by a bus. I know, it's stupid. I know. It's not funny. It's a little funny. I can laugh now, because, you know, I'm dead, but, like, it's still kind of really sad. I had a date that night, and I was really excited. Like, I just got the text confirming everything. I was looking down at my phone. I know, stereotypical, but, like, I was so excited that when I crossed, I wasn't paying attention that the cross light had changed. And then, wham! Next thing you know, I'm flat as pancake. Didn't hurt. Well, okay, it hurt. Kind of a lot. And it was excruciating and it took a while, but, I mean, it didn't last long. I'm just sad that my date didn't go through. I actually don't know if anyone visited me. See, I can't necessarily move around. We're kind of trapped. One guy told me that you're trapped basically by your circumstance, so you can't really wander very far. I did get to go to my funeral, and the guy I was gonna go out on a date with was really sad. So it made me kind of feel good that, you know, at least someone would miss me. Well, I mean, my family was gonna miss me. But I was also gonna miss my date. Which sucks. I tried reaching out to him a couple times too. But it's not my fault or his that he couldn't see me. He was devastated though. But he's happy now. He's got a new boyfriend and everything, and I'm just excited for him. I guess for me, you know, it's nice knowing that he was able to move on without having this tie him down. I like seeing my friends and family happy. The people I care about being happy. My mom and dad didn't take it too well, though. They've been taking it pretty hard, and I haven't been able to do anything for them. But, maybe you can help me. Maybe you can send them a message. Let them know that... Okay, no. Thinking on that a little harder... That'd be weird. Just a stranger coming up to your parents and just being like, hey, you know your dead son? Well, he's doing good and he's super gay. Well, I mean, not the super gay part. I mean, I was hella gay, but at the same time, I don't think that's the important part. I think they knew. Anyway, as you could tell, I also had a little bit of the ADHD thing. It's fine, though. I mean, everybody has a little bit of ADHD, right? Not just me. Okay, maybe it was just me. That's besides the point. I don't want them to have to worry about me. I know... They started drinking a bit. Not too heavily, but... I worry about them. If they slip up, who knows what could happen. But they managed to keep it together. My brother has been taking it all right. First couple years are real hard on him, and occasionally I know he starts crying. Little things. But he's doing good. He's going off to college now. Can't believe it. Anyway. It's nice to actually make a new friend. I'm sorry, that's really presumptuous of me. I'm assuming that we're gonna be friends, but... I don't know how annoying I am right now to you, so, sorry. I just got excited because new person to talk to, new person to gush to, and here I am giving you my whole life story, and I haven't even asked you once what your name is, who you are, where you're from, what your favorite plant is, or your favorite animal, what your favorite cookie is. These are all very important things for a person to know, you know? I know I sound really young, but... I mean, I was 20 when I died. Wasn't fully grown. Kind of in that weird in-between space, kind of like my brother is now. But, I mean, you and I can talk, right? Aren't there any juicy secrets you want to spill? Okay, not to a stranger, let alone a ghost, I get it. Is it alright if I follow you wherever you're going? It looks like you're going somewhere important. I promise I'll zip my lip eventually. Well, I mean, it's just that... I mean, you... Imagine if you were locked in a box somewhere and you weren't able to talk to anyone. Wouldn't you gush to the first person you saw about everything? Well, okay, maybe that's fair, but it's been 4 years, and you're the first person that's been able to see me. That's kind of a big deal. That's kind of important. I don't know, maybe you're seeing me because... Maybe you're seeing me because there's something important. Maybe you're some kind of, I don't know, medium or something. I wasn't that big into the occult or anything when I was a live person, I guess. But I knew enough just through osmosis, you know, you learn things through watching a lot of horror movies. Yeah, well, maybe not all of it's accurate, sure. I mean, how many actual people with masks go around stabbing people? Not as many as you think. Anyway, I would sure be glad to have the company. If you'll accept it. I don't want to push. I know you probably have your own thing to deal with. You probably got your own, like, drama. You don't need a dead guy's drama, right? Are you sure you're okay with having me around? Well, I'm glad to see you're not as spooked anymore. Full disclosure, though. I can't promise that I won't accidentally scare you or intentionally try to scare you because you can see me. Like, I'm not gonna full-on ring come out of the TV to spook you or anything. Okay, maybe I will, but that, I mean, not more than 3 times in a week. I was a little bit of a practical joker. Actually, so, funny story, I didn't become Practical Joker until after I died, because that's when you realize you can slowly kind of manipulate things a little bit and spook people. And sometimes that's the closest thing to being alive you'll get. I know that seems really morbid, but it really isn't. It's a celebration, because, I mean, on one hand, I'm dead. I didn't get to cross over. I've heard a lot of people talking about crossing over and all that. But I haven't yet, because I want to see my family and friends grow up. I want to see my brother turn into a man, because he's still younger than me, even if he's now kind of at my age. I mean, does it technically still count as aging if you don't grow old? Like, am I 28 now? Or 24? I don't... Listen, time is weird. Moves really weird. I think it's been 4 years. It could have been longer. I don't remember. You think it would be the most important thing to remember, like the day that you died, but you don't get like memos anymore when you're dead. Heck, I don't even have a cell phone. You know how boring it is to just go around the world? You know how many raccoons I've watched? More than my fair share. And let me tell you, those little guys are entertaining. So are the possums, but like the raccoons are just, they get into so much hijinks. Like, there's this pair of raccoons that have gotten into the trash can behind this one bowling alley. I'm rambling again. I'm so sorry. I don't mean to. I'm just excited. Look at you. You can see me. How awesome is that? Okay. Calming down. But oh my god, you should really see how many raccoons have gathered behind that dumpster. It is ridiculous. I have named every single one of them. They are my children now. Since I can't have children, they will be my children. I'm just trying to make the best out of everything. Sure, on life isn't the best. But, I mean, living life wasn't always the best. I wasn't always this chipper. But I was grateful. Because my parents, my family, we did everything we could to make ends meet, to just try to get by and, you know, make the world a little bit of a better place. So if I'm annoying or anything, just tell me to shut up. It's totally not rude. If I'm telling you it's okay to tell me to shut up, it's okay. Like, I get it. I can be a little much, especially right now. Anyway, what were you off to do? Are you sure it's okay if I tag along? Alright, now I'll tell you what. If there's anything fishy about this date, I'll be the first one to throw up real red flags. You know, spill water on their lap, whatever it is you need me to do. If you need to book it, an exit, whatever... I will possess the body. I don't know if I can do that, like, without permission. I've never actually tried to possess someone. But if someone, like, if he tries to knife you, I will absolutely go out of my way to prevent it. I know I just met you, but we're best friends now. You know that, right? I mean, is that cool? Cool. Thanks. So, you know how I was asking you a bunch of questions like what your name is? I kind of forgot. Would you mind telling me again so I can remember? Got it. Okay. That's a great name, by the way. Cool. Did you prefer to be called that? Or, like, do you want me, like, a cool nickname? Like, the Rad... I don't know, I was gonna say the Rad Dude, but that seems kinda, like, sexist, I guess, maybe, I don't know. Listen, I'm just trying to figure out this whole existence thing. You try doing it when there's, like, no connections to anyone. Awesome. Well, let's go check out that date, and I promise I won't be a bother. And if you really like having me around, we can talk more about it afterwards, and maybe hang out. I mean, the spooky season is upon us, basically. I mean, it's what? September now? I only know the date change because, like, the clock over there has the month and everything. It's neat. Okay. Great. My name? Milo. Well, it's actually short for something, but I've never been really great about my whole whole name, really, so you can just call me Milo. Well, it's nice to meet you too. And thanks for letting me hang out.
Hello, everyone. It is I, Samuel, the right hand of Doom Fuentes, also known as Mazarus, and the Stroke of Midnight. Thank you all for joining me. It's been a busy week. Already you've had quite a few uploads. Like I said, two uploads in a week is very difficult for me. I do hope you enjoyed this audio featuring Milo the Ghost, a new OC that I've just improvised. Kind of hit record and just went with it. You know how it goes. That being said, I take him as one of the more modern characters, not necessarily in the actual Stroke of Midnight. But if you want to see more of Milo, especially during spooky season, let me know. I've got a couple of new ideas for Halloween, especially with Spooky Month coming up so soon, I figured I'd start with the season just the right way. You guys said that you wanted more monsters and comfort audio, so I figured something along these lines would be fun. I've got another idea cooking up in the works along with my wife, so we'll see you in the next one. In the meantime, sweet dreams and pleasant nightmares. Is he gone? Great. Real quick, just so y'all remember, it's me, Louis Garreau. Just reminding you, you can find all kinds of stuff in our shop. Well, oh right, you can only find one thing in the shop right now. But it comes on multiple different platforms. You can buy it on a shirt, you can buy it on a mug, you can buy it on a tumbler, whatever you want, darling. It's all for you. We're gonna get more designs soon. I don't know how soon, we're just waiting on artists to render everything. But in the meantime, can't wait to see you in the next one. I hope. And stay lovely, listeners.
Hey, you get away from there.
Oh, gotta go.